Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It's time for Spiritual Awakening Radio. Spiritual Awakening explores the world of spirituality, comparative religion, world scriptures, and other books, East and West. God, meditation, near-death experiences, the vegan diet, and ethics for a more peaceful planet. There is only one time when it is essential to awaken. That time is now. There's not just one religion. There are thousands. After years of being concerned that too few voices, too few points of view were getting heard when it comes to spiritual paths and world religions, that the radio airwaves were not reflecting the diversity that really exists, I started producing my own programs exploring the world of spirituality, comparative religion, meditation, mysticism, vegetarianism, the vegan diet, and books. Bringing through the airwaves the gentle voices of saints, the wisdom of masters or mystics, world scriptures, sacred texts, the great spiritual traditions and classics of the East and the West. My name is James Bean. Welcome to Spiritual Awakening Radio. The wisdom, teachings, and spiritual letters of Huzur Baba Sawan Singh, the great saint of Bayas, on this week's Spiritual Awakening Radio. There are a number of websites and publications by various spiritual organizations that have published the teachings of Huzur Baba Sawan Singh. Sawan Singh said, "The teaching of the masters aims to release the souls which have been imprisoned for innumerable ages and births, to free them from the shackles of religion and castes, to take them to everlasting bliss, and to merge them back in their source, the Supreme Being." I thought that would be the perfect quote from Sawan Singh to begin this program exploring the teachings and wisdom of Huzur Baba Sawan Singh. Some other noteworthy quotes from his teachings. "On this mystic path, we should never think of the highest heavens or spiritual realms, Nirvana, Sach Khand, Radhaswami Dham, Hak, Satlok, etc. These are all terms for the ultimate timeless realm of pure spirit and truth. We should not think of those heavens and the Supreme Being as being far, far away. God is not light years away, but right here within the temple of this human body. We're already in heaven if we did but know it. This is the real secret of secrets." As Huzur Baba Sawan Singh once was asked, "How long does it take you to go to Sach Khand, the spiritual realm?" He closed his eyes for 15 seconds and then opened them again, saying, "Just that long." Another profound saying of Sawan Singh about bubble universes of Pindadesh, the multiverse, the physical or material universe. Sawan Singh, "From Sach Khand, the true timeless spiritual realm, the whole creation looks like bubbles forming and disappearing in the spiritual ocean." Unquote. I've posted that saying before online. Usually with some sort of image from the world of M theory or quantum physics, which has this view that the universe is really like that, that there are zillions or an infinite number of bubble universes, and they all have a Big Bang sort of beginning and exist for trillions of years and then slowly wink out or fade away and other bubbles form, and it's just this infinite sea of bubbles, and that's what the universe looks like. The big picture, the very, very big, big picture. Very much like this quote from Hazura Baba Sawan Singh, who mystically saw from his exalted meditations the big picture. Another quote from Hazura Baba Sawan Singh: the body is divided into four regions. These are the pind or pinda, the physical or material body, the and, anda, ananda, the lowest part of Brahmanand, that would be the astral body, if you will, the subtle body, the spiritual material region, Brahmanand, the spiritual material region, which is mostly spiritual but mixed with a certain amount of refined matter. And last but not least, in fact, first and foremost, really, Sach Khand, which is absolutely pure spirit, the highest and only perfectly pure region. Sach Khand is the only permanent region, says Hazur Baba Sawan Singh, the great saint of Bayas. So here we have described the astral plane, beyond the physical or material universe or multiverse, the causal plane, the realm of mind. But the ultimate reality is pure spirit, described as a region or place called Sach Khand, described as eternal, beyond time, a pure eternal timeless state, which is the ultimate truth, pure spirit, beyond realms of mind and matter, according to the teachings of Hazur Baba Sawan Singh, the great saint of Bayas. Sawan Singh Ji Maharaj was born on the 27th day of July 1858 in the Punjab province of India, the district of Punjab, which is in the northwestern part of India. From early childhood, he was irresistibly drawn to seek the eternal abode. He was born into a Sikh family. He was brought up with the sacred scriptures of his religion, a great book known as the Sri Guru Granth Sahib, or Adi Granth, a compilation of the mystical poetry written by the Sikh gurus and other Indian and Persian mystics, or spiritual masters, which spoke at length about an inner music and light that leads a soul back to God. The turning point in Sawan Singh's life came when he met his spiritual master, Baba Jamal Singh, and took initiation under him in the path of Surat Shabd Yoga, the union of the soul with the divine inner sound. Such was Sawan's readiness that in just over 9 years he became an acknowledged master within the Sant Mat and Radha Swami traditions. How did Hazur Baba Sawan Singh succeed in reaching Sach Khand, the eternal realm of truth, according to the saints, which is beyond time and space? First, by coming in contact with an authentic master. Second, by following the instructions of his teacher faithfully, daily meditation, pure moral life, surrender of the body, mind, and soul to the living presence of the divine positive power, the Shabd, also described as inner light and sound. And thirdly, by realizing experientially that his real self is neither a body nor a mind, but an effulgent wave of consciousness. Hazur Sawan Singh died on April 2, 1948. According to his devotees, he was not a resident of this planet. Since childhood, he had known that his real home was beyond the limitations of this physical universe. He was a native of Sach Khan, the eternal realm of truth, the abode of all souls, a saint which showed humanity that their origin was not of dust, but of light, an unquenchable flame that burns in every living being for that alone which is everlasting. That gives you a brief biography of Huzur Baba Sawan Singh. Thought I'd go back, rewind a bit, and comment on a couple of these terms. I know that many from the West are not familiar, of course, with some of these mystic terms and the significance of some of these things. He met his spiritual master, a living teacher, Baba Jamal Singh, and received initiation from him. Initiation is the time of spiritual rebirth. It's when one gets the guidance about meditation practice from their teacher. And not only instruction, but actually one meditates in their presence and goes within. So it is a very experiential sort of instruction into the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, to use a Western term, the secrets of spirituality, the secrets of meditation practice. In this case, his path, his type of meditation practice is called Surat Shabd Yoga. If you translate that term, Surat Shabd Yoga, into English, it means something like the attention faculty of the soul being yoked to or in union with the positive power known as the Shabda or Shabad or Shabd, the divine light and sound. This positive power can be seen as inner mystical light when your eyes are closed. It's not darkness, or beyond the darkness there is light or different manifestations of light. And there is also a third ear, in addition to the third eye, an inner hearing, a transcendental hearing to hear divine sounds. Beyond the silence, beyond the static of silence, there is sound and even music. The term surat is used to mean the soul, specifically the attention faculty of the soul. Whatever we put our attention on, that's a very powerful act that focuses very specifically on something, and if it's on another realm, it helps to open up that realm. So if the soul should focus its attention faculty on going within and the divine power of divine light and sound, we can experience that. If that's our intent, then this world of within opens up and we can go within and experience the reality there. A story told by Huzur Baba Sawan Singh. A man trapped in a well, arguing with the person above, holding the rope. This is the human condition all too often. Saints do not wish to satisfy their audiences by empty words. They offer to take the inquirer to the other end and thus give him first-hand knowledge. One beauty of it is that at the end, these questions do not arise. So if the curious questioner would exercise a little patience and faith, most of his questions would be answered automatically as his experiences increase. Suppose a man finds himself at the bottom of a deep well, where he is very lonely and uncomfortable. Another man happens to pass that well. He carries a long rope. Finding this man in the well, discovering this man in the well, he lets down his rope and offers to pull the man up, if only he will catch on to the end of the rope. But our man in the well enters into argument with the man above and demands to know just how he came to fall into that well, and what is the guarantee that he may not fall into the well again if he is pulled up. The utmost that the man with the rope can say is that he will take him out of the well, and then he can study the situation for himself. But if the man in the well does not take advantage of this opportunity, it only means that his time has not yet come to escape from his imprisonment. Unquote. That's from Huzur Baba Sawan Singh. Unless the man takes the rope and gets out of the well, it's just an academic conversation about ropes and wells and how often do people fall into wells and will I get out of this well and will I fall into another well in the future or what company manufactured the rope that you are offering me? Blah, 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 blah. But the bottom line is escape from imprisonment should be the man in the well's top priority. And this, of course, speaks to the human condition and the need to meditate and to gain enlightenment during this life, making that the priority. We're all, in other words, at the bottom of that well. The Teachings of the Masters by Huzur Baba Sawan Singh. Radha, or soul, Swami, creator, Surat, the soul, Shabd, or the sound current, or creator, mean that the soul is to merge with the supreme creator just as a drop which joins the ocean, becomes the ocean. Santmat, or the path of the masters, the teachings of the saints, is common to all of the sages of the world who attain the highest region. It is a natural science. It is a sahaj practice, a natural thing. It is complete in every human being, no matter to what country, tribe, or religion he belongs. When the supreme creator is one, and the structure of human beings is the same everywhere, then how is it possible that there should be a different way for Hindus, a different way for Mohammedans, and still a different way for Christians? The sages who went to the highest region had the same ideal or goal, and although their writings were in different languages, yet they were not bound by any religion or creed. They come to the world under the orders of the Supreme Being, and their mission is not to create a new religion. Their mission is only to release the prisoners bound in the cycle of births and deaths by means of the Shabd, or sound current, and take them to the highest region. If we read their teachings with care, then we shall find that they are above all religions, that they liberate us from the shackles of religion and give us everlasting bliss. There is no doubt that the teachings are explained in some language or other in their books, but the real path on which they take their disciples is beyond speech and writing. As is said by Guru Nanak in the Sikh scriptures, the Adi Granth, the Holy Granth, it is seeing without eyes, hearing without ears, walking without feet, working without hands, and dying a living death after recognizing the sound current. This means that the reality cannot be seen with these material eyes. It cannot be heard with these material ears. It cannot be explained with this physical tongue. It cannot be described. The teachings of the masters aims to release the souls which have been imprisoned for innumerable ages and births, to free them from the shackles of religion and castes, to take them to everlasting bliss, and to merge them back in their source, the Supreme Being, says Huzur Baba Sawan Singh. That's a great summing up of his teachings. Huzur Baba Sawan Singh said, when you sit in meditation, see that the mind is at rest and does not go out and unnecessarily think about other things. When by repetition of the names, a practice called Simran, with attention fixed at the eye focus in meditation, you have to become unconscious of the body below the eyes. Then your attention will catch the sound current. Select the sound resembling the church bell and discard all other sounds. Then slowly your soul will leave the body and collect at the eyes and become strong. Then fix your attention in the biggest star, so much that you forget everything else except the sound and the star. Then this star will burst, and you will see what is within and beyond. After crossing the star, you will have to cross the sun and moon, inner manifestations of light. Then you will see the form of the master. When the form becomes steady, it will reply. This form will reply to all of your inquiries and guide you to higher stages. These stars are of the first sky only. And Hindu philosophers will have spoken of seven skies in universes of elevating degrees. After crossing the star, the sun, and the moon, you will see that form, that radiant form, which will never leave you, not even for a moment, unquote. That's a passage from Hazura Baba Sawan Singh, quoted in the book Enchanted Land, providing some description of the out-of-body journey of the soul as a result of practicing Surat Shabd Yoga meditation. My name is James Bean. You're hearing Spiritual Awakening Radio, this week exploring the teachings of Hazur Baba Sawan Singh, the great saint of Bayas. After the break, we'll learn more about his meditation practice of Surat Shabd Yoga. Stay tuned. Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time with Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us. Be vegan, make peace, be good to the planet, and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on our plate. If you want to please your taste buds while promoting love and harmony with the earth, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants all over the U.S. and around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain on the planet, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To see what's on the menu at the Loving Hut near you, go to this website, lovinghut.us. Once again, the web address is lovinghut.us.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Spiritual Awakening Radio is heard every week at this time. My name is James Bean, with you exploring the world of spirituality, comparative religion, meditation, mysticism, and books, East and West. My website is at this address, spiritualawakeningradio.com. From there, you'll see buttons and links that will take you to sites at Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter, and elsewhere, where you can have access to daily spiritual quotes of inspiration, plus links to podcasts of this program. You'll see many links at the website to my e-library of online free stuff, free books, articles, podcasts on demand, social networking sites, much there at spiritualawakeningradio.com. The Sants of India are very much like the Sufis of the East. Often they are poet mystics and musicians. They are seekers of the divine, lovers of the beloved. The difference between a mystic or a Gnostic and a conventional religionist. The conventional religionist wants to go to heaven after death. The mystic, however, seeks to see something of God right now, during this present life, right here in this present moment. So mysticism can be much more scientific and based on empirical evidence, very experimental in the here and now. Not content with stories about being in the sky in the by and by, the mystic seeks to prove the existence of God here now, today, in this living present moment. According to the teachings of Hazur Baba Sawan Singh, the outer master guides the soul to the inner master. And the inner master power escorts the soul back to God. This is the process how a formless, invisible God communicates and works with souls who are attached to form. The outer teacher operating in this material world works with souls and guides them to the inner master. The inner master then escorts the soul back to God. The drop merges back into the ocean, if you will. Those who are attached to form find their way back to the formless God again. Hazur Baba Sawan Singh, until and unless we are spiritually evolved to a point where we can worship God in his nam or shabd form, we must devote ourselves to the master, the teacher, who is God in human form, and manifest his radiant form within through the practice of Srit Shabd Yoga, inner light and sound, meditation. The Shabda Dhan, the inner sound current, will be heard when our heart is attuned to the Master's heart. The Master and the Supreme Being are one. Therefore, devotion to the Master is devotion to God. If we lovingly devote mind and body, the Guru will carry our soul across this ocean of samsara, this ocean of existence. Key practices on this path of the masters. A human being is a combination of body, which is gross material, mind, which is subtle material, and soul, which sustains them both and provides us with the gift of love and the gift of life. The first two components are time-bound and perishable, while the third one, the soul, is beyond the sphere of death. The soul sustains the body in much the same way as God sustains the entire universe. Not only that, whatever is in the universe can also be discovered in the body. In other words, the soul bears the same relationship to God as does the part to the whole. Muslim mystics have described the human body as the microcosm, as the model of the entire universe, which is the macrocosm. Guru Nanak Sahib says that the macrocosm is the same as the microcosm, and we understand the Supreme Lord by the Guru's grace and recognize him through his shabd, the currents of light and sound. Anyone who seeks God must search for him within himself, for that is where his real abode is. And then Huzur Baba Sawan sang quotes a medieval saint by the name of Pippa Sahib, who said, "He who is in the universe, that also abides in the body, and whoever seeks, he finds him there." This is an amazing paragraph from Huzur Baba Sawan Singh that also illustrates what the path of mysticism is. As I mentioned earlier, the mystic is not content with stories and predictions that in the afterlife he will be with God in this other realm, but the mystic seeks God now. Well, this is another important foundational truth of the masters, that God and the cosmos are accessed from within, within this human body. On my website, I have a number of charts illustrating this, which is, it's actually a very mind-blowing, revolutionary, and radical idea. In 1,000 years from now, it still might be a mind-blowing idea that not too many people comprehend, that the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of the heavens are within you. Quite literally, there are portals to other dimensions in the human body. The third eye is the place in terms of Shabd Yoga, the meditation practice taught by Sawan Singh. The third eye is a portal to the heavens. I have charts on my website showing how in the human body there are chakras and there are subtle bodies, and there's the third eye center and realms above that lead to several different heavenly realms or dimensions. Pictures are indeed worth not only 1,000 words, but thousands of words, many thousands of words. Send me an email and I'll send you a link to this page on my website where I have all of these charts. My email address is james@spiritualawakeningradio.com in your email. Just mention something about a link to the charts of the heavens, and this will illustrate this concept that within the human body is the cosmos, is the universe, or the heavens. The kingdom of God is within you, as has been said for millennia now. Stay tuned for more Spiritual Awakening Radio after these messages.
Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time with Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us.
There's a reason why ADT is America's leading home security company. Since 1874, they've helped protect over 5 million homes. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the ADT banner. It's more affordable than you think.
Be vegan, make peace, be good to the planet, and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on our plate. If you want to please your taste buds while promoting love and harmony with the earth, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants all over the U.S. and around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain on the planet, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To see what's on the menu at the Loving Hut near you, go to this website, lovinghut.us. Once again, the web address is lovinghut.us.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Beep.
teachings of Huzur Baba Sawan Singh on this week's edition of Spiritual Awakening Radio. Saints speak of the soul, says Sawan Singh, as being a particle of God. In other words, it has the qualities of God. It is the primary objective of all human beings to strive for the full development of their body, mind, and soul. As far as spiritual development is concerned, saints advise us to go to a perfect being who hasn't merely learnt from books, but has, through spiritual practice, attained union with God. The food we eat, the company we keep, the lifestyle we adopt, and the environment we live in all influence the development of our bodies and minds. We are therefore advised to eat pure foods, sattvic foods, that have qualities of peace and tranquility, vegetarian foods, forego what is not essential in life, and to avoid activities that destroy our concentration and dissipate our energies. Seekers who follow these principles are taught certain practices that help to unfold their consciousness and develop them spiritually. These are Simran, repetition of names of God. The term Simran also means remembrance, as in remembering God by repeating or chanting his name, the mantra of God's name. Dhyan, which is another term used in India for meditation or contemplation. And Bhajan, listening to the Shabd, listening to the sound beyond the silence, the sound current or audible life stream. Huzur Baba Sawan Singh, our mind is always engrossed in the remembrance and contemplation of worldly things, and thoughts concerning friends and worldly objects keep hindering our concentration within. In order to eliminate these worldly thoughts and images and fix our mind on the Supreme Being, devotees are given certain sublime names of God to repeat and advised to contemplate on the beautiful face of the Master. Saints teach us to repeat these names with the tongue of the soul and to contemplate on the form of the Master with the eye of the soul. Just pausing to comment here, to interject, the repetition of names of God, these secret mantras or initiation words that the Master gives at the time of initiation, are repeated mentally with the tongue of thought or the tongue of the soul. Generally, these words are not repeated out loud vocally with the vocal cords or tongue, but chanted within one's mind. The form of the Master is visualized within as well by the mind. These two practices help bring about stillness of the mind, says Sawan Singh, and prepare it to listen to the melody of Shabd, which is heard with the ear of the soul and which reverberates within everyone, regardless of religion or nationality. The soul and the current of Shabd, being of the same essence, have a natural affinity for one another. Through these three practices mentioned above, the wave of Shabd attracts the drop of the soul and merges it into the ocean that is God. The mind can no longer receive energy from the soul, and so it becomes motionless or still. Says Huzur Baba Sawan Singh, the Master explains these three steps to his disciples in detail. With the help of Simran and Dhyan, the scattered attention is concentrated at its natural seat in the eye center, the third eye. By stages, the Shabd then elevates the soul to salvation in its true home, which is the very source of Shabd, the inner currents of light and sound, or positive power. When you sit in meditation, see that the mind is at rest and does not go out and unnecessarily think about other things. When by repetition of the names, or Simran, with attention fixed at the eye focus, you have become unconscious of the body below the eyes, then your attention will catch the sound current. Select the sound resembling the church bell and discard all other sounds. Then slowly your soul will leave the body and collect in the eyes and become strong. Then fix your attention in the brightest star, so much that you forget everything else except the sound and the star. Then this star will burst and you will see what is within and beyond. After crossing the star, you will have to cross the sun and moon, inner manifestations of light. Then you will see the form of the Master, the radiant form. When that form becomes steady, it will reply to you. This form will reply to all of your inquiries and guide you to higher stages. These stars are of the first sky only, and Hindu philosophers will have spoken of seven skies, the universes of elevating degrees. After crossing the star, the sun, and the moon, you will see that form which will never leave you, not even for a moment. A quote from Hazur Baba Sawan Singh found in the book Enchanted Land, describing the inner landscape of Surat Shabd Yoga meditation, or meditation on the divine light and sound. Also from Sawan Singh, the reason you are not hearing the sound is that your mind is so engrossed in worldly matters that it does not allow the soul to go in or within. When the mind goes down, it ceases to catch the sound. The remedy is to bring about the concentration of the mind by means of careful repetition, which will make the mind and soul still and collected and therefore able to catch the sound current. That's an excerpt from a letter of Hazur Baba Sawan Singh about the process of focusing within and exploring the inner space of meditation, the kingdom of God within you. After the break, more from Hazur Baba Sawan Singh on meditation practice and exploring this other realm that human beings, that we all carry around with us, this world of within, the world of the spiritual realm inside the temple of the human body. My name is James Bean. You're hearing Spiritual Awakening Radio. Stay tuned for more after these messages. Loving Hut is the fastest growing chain of animal-free gourmet vegan restaurants all over the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a healthy, sustainable, planet-friendly, plant-based diet. All mouth-watering items on the menu are 100% vegan. In the Atlanta area, visit Loving Hut at 6385 Spalding Drive, Norcross, Georgia. To see what's on the menu, get driving directions or other information, go to lovinghut.us/Georgia. lovinghut.us/Georgia. And at Facebook, the address is facebook.com/lovinghutGA. That's facebook.com/lovinghutGA.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
This week on Spiritual Awakening Radio, the wisdom and spiritual teachings of Hazur Baba Sawan Singh, the great saint of Beas in the Punjab province of India, who was a great master during the middle of the 20th century in India. He said, "The word gives out both light and sound. At this end, in the material plane, the light and sound are lost in gross matter. On the finer planes, astral, causal, and spiritual, sound is audible and light is visible. At the upper end, the sound is the finest music unheard by human ears, and the light is of millions of suns and moons in one ray," says Huzur Baba Sawan Singh Ji Maharaj. I'm reminded of some amazing passages. One of my favorite gospels, the Gospel for Contemplative Mystics, the Gospel of Thomas, has Jesus saying, "There is light within a person of light, and it illuminates the entire cosmos." And Kabir, quoted in the Anurag Sagar, once said, "The light of one soul is equal to that of 16 suns." And with passages like these, it's easy to compare mysticism and astronomy. The soul is like a supernova, visible across the galaxy, very, very bright. There is light within that's extremely bright. It may be covered over by overcast skies and debris, material debris, fields of gas and asteroids in space, as it were. The human body and the physical realm may obscure this light, but mystics say that we can see this light if we go within, including mystics like Huzur Baba Sawan Singh, who says, "In the center, behind and above the eyes, there is an aperture. On this side of it is the material world in which we are now living, and on the other side is the astral world. The practice of Surat Shabd Yoga, or inner light and sound meditation, lies in detaching the mind from external objects and attaching it to what lies within, and then catching the sound current and traveling on it. This current connects the individual with its source. Escape is through the sound current," says Huzur Baba Sawan Singh. What an amazing vision of the soul reuniting with this current. And this current is like a river that flows back to God. And so if the soul should focus its attention upon this current, it can travel upon this current back to its source. The river goes back to the ocean. In this case, what Sawan Singh is describing is the ocean of God, the ocean of love and all consciousness. Purity of mind and calmness are the prerequisites to seeing the light within during meditation practice. This is by Huzur Baba Sawan Singh. The current is within us always. We cannot live without the current. The current is life. The sound is going on within, without interruptions. And so is the light within. Why do we not see the light and hear the sound? The reason is that our mind is shaking. Our attention wanders. It does not see the reflection. One does not see his reflection in agitated water. The moment the water is still, the face becomes visible. If the water is muddy, the mud brings in additional disturbing factors. So purity of mind and calmness are the prerequisites to see what lies inside the focus. This is a verse of Swamiji Maharaj from the Sarbachan Radhaswami poetry. "Sit still and you reach your destination. Walk fast and you won't even make a start." Some commentary. When the body and mind are still, the soul starts its homeward journey. When the body and mind are engaged in material pursuits, the soul seems inert. The prophet Mani, a great Gnostic prophet from Persia, once said, "Awake, bright soul, from the drunken sleep wherein thou hast fallen, in whose hands there is wealth. Why art thou slumbering in this sleep?" A Sufi master who composed a great spiritual classic called The Universe Within Us once said, "Dost thou reckon thyself only a puny form when within thee the universe is folded?" Hazur Baba Stawan Singh said, "Love is a pilgrimage. It is a magnetic power which attracts hearts and everything good and beautiful in them. A heart full of love is contented and sweet. Love is the comforter and sustainer of hearts. It is the hope, the longing for union and surging emotion in the heart. It is a power. When we love, we learn the lesson of courage and fearlessness. It is the shield against which no weapon can be effective. It is truth. It is reality. It is a divine flower which imparts its perfume to the entire universe. It is a fragrant flower through which man's life is beautified. It is a light by which the universe is illumined. It is a silent emotion full of sweetness in which man forgets himself completely. It is a heavenly gift and food for the soul. It is the permanent union. Both the lover and the beloved are imperishable. It is an indescribable state in their hearts. The key to heaven is love. Love is not blind. It increases vision. For a spiritual awakening, I'm James Bean." Save the planet and please your taste buds at the same time with Vegetarian House. You can't find a wider array of delicious international cuisine at an affordable price than the Vegetarian House restaurant in San Jose, California. Its wide array of organic vegan food even includes raw dishes, egg-free desserts, and non-alcoholic cocktails. As more and more people around the world adopt a plant-based diet, Vegetarian House shows how compassionate food choices can be a delicious way to promote peace and a sustainable planet. For more information, go to www.vegetarianhouse.us. Once again, the web address is www.vegetarianhouse.us. Be good to the planet and please your palate at the same time. Peace begins on your plate. If you want to please your palate while still promoting love and harmony with the planet, look for the opening of a Loving Hut restaurant near you. Loving Hut is a new chain of animal-free gourmet restaurants around the world. Loving Hut provides a practical starting point for those wishing to make the noble transition to a plant-based diet. Currently the fastest-growing vegan fast food chain in the world, Loving Hut opened its first branch in Milpitas, California, in July of 2008. To learn more, go to www.lovinghut.us. Once again, the address is www.lovinghut.us.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Spiritual Awakening Radio is heard every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, which is noon Pacific Time. Also on Sundays at noon Eastern, which is 9 a.m. Pacific Time. At HealthyLife.net, click on the Archive tab, scroll down, and you'll discover that there are many editions of Spiritual Awakening Radio there that you can click on and listen to anytime on demand. There are also podcasts of the program available through HealthyLife.net. Visit my website, SpiritualAwakeningRadio.com. From there, you can send me an email if you like.
And at Facebook, the address is facebook.com/spiritualawakeningradio, where you'll find links to recently archived programs, spiritual quotes, and news about upcoming shows. For Spiritual Awakening, I'm James Bean.